Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us once again for a time of study around the Word of the Eternal God. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and go with us today to the book of Matthew. We'll be discussing the book of Matthew as we've completed our study concerning that amazing and wonderful prophecy that we found in the book of Genesis, that first prophecy concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we're going back to our study concerning the Passion Week as we're discussing and thinking about the week of the Lord Jesus Christ leading up to his death, burial, and his glorious resurrection. Now remember, as a way of quick review, remember over one-fourth of Matthew is devoted to the Passion Week, and almost one-third of Mark is given over to the Passion Week, and almost one-fourth of Luke is devoted to the Passion Week. This last week of the Lord Jesus in his earthly body, including his death and resurrection. Now remember, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic gospels, which means that they present similar accounts of many events of the Lord's walk here on earth. The Gospel of John, who calls himself the apostle whom Jesus loved, picturing his close relationship with Christ, is unique from the other gospels. John is the first book studied by Greek students because the language is so simple, and yet the wonderful truths contained in the Gospel of John are very profound, picturing the glorious deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. John devotes almost one half of his book to this wonderful week of the Lord Jesus Christ, this week concerning his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection. Now, we're studying in the book of Matthew, and we're following through on much of our study in the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the Bible, which was written to the presenting Jesus as King, the King of the Jews. The book of Matthew presents Christ in that manner and in that way as king, and thus it was written for the benefit of the nation of Israel, and it presents the kingship and the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have studied about the entrance into the city, possibly even on Saturday, according to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 11. It indicates that there were no money changers in the temple. And Jesus went to Bethany to spend the night, and it wasn't until the next day that he came into the city, and they had the cleansing of the temple, according to the book of Mark, chapter 11, and verse 11 through the following scriptures, verse 1 through 11. And so we see the cleansing of the temple took place possibly on Sunday, according to this way of considering and thinking about it. And then on Monday, we see that many different things and events transpired as we were studying in the book of Matthew, beginning with chapter 21, and we're leading up to Matthew 24, which is where we left off in last year. It was, as a matter of fact, we left off in our study in this Passion Week in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. And so we will pick up again there in Matthew 24, if you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us. Now, if you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we would be delighted to mail to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume, and we'll be delighted to mail that to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And it's very important you include the name of your country, because this material that we want to send to you, we'd like for you to receive it. Just recently, we received a mailbag back because we didn't have the complete address. It's very important that you print your address so that we can determine what it is, and so that we have the full address. Otherwise, you may not receive the materials that we send to you. And so we'd like to send you a packet containing the New Testament. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. We'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture. And we'll send you other Christian literature that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of these materials will be sent to you in a packet, a brown packet, absolutely free and postage paid. The return address on the packet is simply Bob and Verna Griggs. Our mailing address is the address on the packet. And the address is Post Office Box 825. This is the address you need to write to. You can write to me, Bob Griggs, at Post Office Box 825. That's capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B, O-X, 825 is the Post Office Box number. Then on the next line, you would put Ignacio. That's the town we live in. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Let me spell it for you again. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, and then capital C-O. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado. Capital C, capital O, period. And then after that, you'll put our zip code. And it's very important that we have the zip code, because when other areas of the address were wrong in the past, if the zip code was correct, we still got the mail. So the zip code is 81137-0825. Make sure you have the corrected zip code, 81137-0825. And then on the last line, of course, you will need U, period, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, for United States of America, USA, United States of America. That will be on the last line, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. We do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are always a rich blessing and an encouragement to us. And we thank the Lord for the many letters that we receive and the many different individuals that we hear from. Thank you so much for taking time to write to us and encourage us. And it's our joy and privilege to mail these materials to you. Now, if you already have a Bible or a New Testament, we'll be glad to send you additional Christian literature and study materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, if you're a pastor of a church, we would be delighted to send you materials to help and assist in your Sunday school program and in the ministry and work of spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be glad to send you gospel tracts that can be distributed, and be glad to send you other materials that will aid in your ministry and help you in growing in the spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus to those around you who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, we are thankful and grateful that the Lord God knows every one of us. and he knows if anyone writes a letter with a wrong motive, seeking simply to gain for themselves and not interested in spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry to say, but we have received letters from people who were taking advantage of this offer and who were not truly born-again believers and who were doing it for their own selfish purpose. And, beloved, God will judge those individuals. Let me encourage you that Almighty God is watching, and He knows your heart. And He knows if you're speaking the truth or not. He knows if you're writing the truth to us or not. God knows your heart, beloved, and someday every one of us are going to stand before Him, and you who are lying, you who are sending letters that are not true, will appear before the living God to give an account and to receive judgment for your sin and for your act of disobedience to God. If you're a child of God, and yet you fall into that snare of deception, beloved, it will cost you rewards that could have been yours had you been faithful and true in spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that God intended. So let me encourage you to do that which is right, to always speak the truth and write the truth, and do not be seeking to take advantage of some situation for your own profit, for your own gain, because ultimately it will be to your hurt, beloved, and you will suffer the consequences, because this is not all there is to life. There's coming a day when there's going to be two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ, where believers will stand before the Lord Jesus and will give an account of their works and what they have done, whether good or bad, the Bible tells us. And then there is the great white throne judgment spoken of in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and 21, I believe it is, where the wicked dead will be resurrected and will appear before God and will receive the reward for their works. That's Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11 through 15, if you'd like to read it for yourself, beloved. Every one of us are going to appear before God, and every one of us are going to give an account. If we've accepted Jesus, our sins will be under the blood, but our works will be judged. If we have not accepted Jesus, then you will receive the punishment of eternal separation from God in the lake of fire, a place of eternal punishment. Join us again next time. Until then, goodbye.